Whoa, good hello everybody, it's the Antics Podcast number 22. We've been away for a couple of weeks to think of some new, fresh things to bring to the podcast. We came up with nothing, and we're back with the regular same old shit. Yes. The only thing that's different is Kyle's hair shorter and his beard has gone.
Hello.
Well, he's kind of got a shadow, a bit like me in a way.
Yeah, I'm a shadow of my former self.
Right.
Should we introduce ourselves this week?
Yes.
We have got myself, Brad.
Daryl.
Kyle.
And Gav.
Just the four of us, the awesome foursome.
And by the way, I'm loving this. I'm not introducing the podcast.
And I think it's significantly better.
Right, okay. Noted. Brad is doing a great job.
Thank you.
Well done, Brad.
The last time I sort of handed over the reins of introducing, it didn't go well.
Who did we leave it to?
I can't remember. But
it was Johnny.
Okay, I was going to say you could listen back to find out, but...
It was not Johnny.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Anyway, yeah, sorry, Brad, carry on.
That's all right.
Just wanted to say you were doing a good job, and I'm now going to step back again and allow you to continue.
So I'll step forward and lean closer to the mic.
Was that patronising enough for you, Brad?
Yeah.
All right. He could have patted me on the head.
Yeah. But, I can do if you want.
I'll pick up on the mic. We've been through this.
You're short enough, so
Oh. Right, Daryl, should we leave the room?
Yeah. Let's just
get it all out of their system.
So we're back after a sabbatical and a fun. Well, we've been preparing for our show that we did, didn't we, on the 27th?
That's the real reason we've not done this, isn't it? Because all of our nights have been taken up by preparing for our latest show, which we did, which was sold out.
It was our first technical sellout show where we reached capacity and then had to turn people away, was it not?
It was. Even in Edinburgh, where we had 10 seats to sell, we still never sold out. Yeah.
No, we didn't.
We were giving those away for free a lot of the time as well.
Begging people to come inside.
Fuck off, mate.
That was actually literally the first time we've ever sold out ever, was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Going back to the early student shows,
the Riverside, which we don't mention anymore.
Right, okay.
Ram that full. But the good thing at the Riverside was they didn't give a monkeys about anything. They just cram people in.
Yeah.
Move along the bus, please. And people couldn't see. There were people sat on the floor. They were blocking exits and we fell over. Whereas here, you could have easier fit another 20 people in, but... Somebody's come with some red tape and bureaucracy.
Oh.
We can't get any more than one per fucking every 2 square feet. Oh, it's just ridiculous.
You know you need to fight red tape?
Go on.
Someone like Clarkson.
Oh!
We started.
Topical.
Three minutes in.
He's brought it up.
Have you got anything to say about Clarkson?
As of time of recording, we don't actually really know what happened, do we? So
no,
we don't.
Fracas.
Hashtag fracas trending. it genuinely was as well.
I thought it's fracas.
Yes.
And Americans pronounce it fracas, I believe.
Wow, really? I didn't know that.
That's what I read.
Fracas.
That's what I read earlier, yes.
Oh my God, what a fracas.
So what do we know about it? Because I heard he threatened to punch a producer or swung for someone.
I think the strongest rumour is that they were filming somewhere. It wasn't in the studio or anywhere like that. It was away somewhere, and some catering didn't show up, and he fell out with whoever was supposed to be organising it. Is that what you've heard?
That's what I heard, and quite frankly, I think, you know, that producer got off lightly. and I think there should be sanctions. That producer should never work again.
Right,
no worse than no lunch.
You would expect truffles and...
If Clarkson can work on no lunch, then that's a testimony to all mankind.
He's in a car all day. Just go and get a Boots meal deal.
Drive through, fuck's sake.
Have you ever tried opening a BLT while you're sat in a Ferrari? With no leg room. And you get mayonnaise all over leather steering wheel.
All the time, don't we?
All the time.
Yeah. Bloody
terrible.
Hell.
Terrible.
But yeah, apparently, because James May said he was very drunk, so they were all probably drunk. And
yeah, because there was no lunch. It got straight to your head when you're not eating anything. Yeah. Jeez.
So that's kind of all we really know.
They've pulled Sundays.
Yeah.
And the next one, and they're not sure about the last one. Mm. But that's not helping anyone.
Daryl.
They should just stop him and then let Richard take over for a bit.
Absolutely no way. That would be the worst show in the world.
Who would say, it's time for the news? There'd be nobody there to do that bit.
Daryl, if you could say one sentence to the BBC about Jezza Clarkson, what would it be?
he is your God. Respect him.
He should be the Director General.
Yes, he definitely... Yeah. Definitely should. There's a quarter of a million people signing petition as of yet of one day.
That's 400,000.
Was it 400,000? Is it not even much? It was only 160.
That's just the same person. It's probably Jeremy Clarkson creating email addresses.
I have a quick Clarkson-based game for you all.
Go on.
I would like you all to individually and creatively as possible complete the following line.
Right,
and we'll start with Daryl.
Excellent.
I expect he'll be the most experienced.
Thank you.
It is, of course, now time to hand it over to our tame racing driver.
Some say that his balls are made of cotton wool and that punching people is a rite of passage. All we know is he's got the stick.
Very good.
Okay, Brad, are you ready to have a go at that?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It is, of course, now time to hand it over to our tame racing driver.
Oh, Jesus.
Some say his skin is waterproof, whilst others believe he can breathe underwater. I'm talking, of course, about the Stig.
Right, okay. Do you watch Top Gear?
No, no,
obviously
not. No, I really don't.
Right, clearly not. Kyle, do you feel prepared for this?
No, absolutely not, but let's go for
unfortunately
it.
Unfortunately for you, it is now time to hand it over to our team racing driver.
Mm. Some say he lives in his helmet. Others say he's James in the Giant Peach. All's we know, he's called the Stig.
All's we know.
Shut up, Gav.
James Corden's walked in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All's we know, mate.
Well, it's aired in London, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
it's aired in London.
Is all's that the well correct that terminology?
What were you going to say?
I said all's well that ends well.
That's very true, yeah. Okay, well done, everyone. I won't be partaking in that
game. Why not? Come on, Gav.
No.
And now we're going to hand
okay?
it over to
Are you okay? Was that...
yeah, it was a spasm.
Hyena entered the room.
Gav?
Yeah?
We're going to hand... No, for fuck's sakes. We're going to hand you over to our team racing driver.
Some say that... Even though it's no longer around, he still shops at Netto. And in his spare time, he likes to watch all of the American Pie movies back to back.
That is terrible.
Okay, right. Well, I didn't, you know, I wasn't planning on
it's
taking
it's one
part.
Ridiculous one and then one topical one.
Okay, is so it? What could be yeah. a topical thing?
I don't know.
All right. Some say that his balls are made from juggling sticks, and others say he has fracas with BBC producers.
There we go.
There you go.
All we know is
he's called a Sig.
There we go.
I've definitely got the voice at the moment for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Can't
yeah.
actually do the line.
Right, good. So that's Jezza Clarkson gone next.
Yeah.
Whoever's going to be next off the BBC hit list. David Attenborough.
Well, they obviously couldn't get him on Yew Tree, right? So there's no other way of getting
rid
of
him. They tried, Daryl. They tried.
We'll put this really annoying producer on lunch, and that'll really annoy him. With a really punchable face.
Did Jeremy Clarkson ever present any Top of the Pops episodes? Because they really have had to clear out half the archive there.
Yeah, they
haven't,
haven't they? Yeah.
So,
Tony Blackburn's laughing, though.
Yeah.
You know, he's making thousands now.
He's right been there. Digitally edited back in to all episodes. yeah. Blackburn's ace. He's not going anywhere, is he?
No.
Is Tony Blackburn on Radio 2? Let's just take this conversation in.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Saturdays, 1 mile 3,
right.
Pick the Pops.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Is this the same Blackburn who was on I'm a Celebrity?
Yeah, he was King of the Jungle, wasn't he?
Was he King of the Jungle? Well, there you go. You learn something new every day.
This is a very British podcast. I feel because Ash isn't here that we've not felt the need to internationalise it at all.
We've alienated our American
audience. Yeah, I told everyone how the Americans say for car.
That's true, actually. Yeah, so you did.
You
so that, we've covered a little base there.
We have covered the whole of North Africa.
Sure.
And
speaking of Americans, you've been liaising with an American, have you not, Daryl?
Oh, Bradley. No, Bradley.
What a segue, eh?
Yeah, nice.
Well, obviously, because our... art. I'm going to use the word art.
Mm.
It's not an art, but us dicking around on stage comes from our roots as Whose Line Is It Anyway, which obviously started in Britain, and then the Americans stole it and put more money into it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And
it's still
the lady,
there.
I know because the lady who is on the show, the pianist.
Yes,
you know, we're good friends now.
Sure,
You know, we chat and Laura Hall, I don't
right.
know, you know, and she was kind enough to write us some music for a new game that we're doing that we definitely haven't stolen from the original series.
Right,
it's got a different name and a slightly different tone, so it's definitely not the same.
What has she given it a new name?
Yes,
Okay.
Our new name.
Are we allowed to say it?
Why don't we come up with a name each and we'll choose the best name?
Right, so it's not allowed to be show stopping
numbers. Oh, no!
Shit!
Oh, you've said it now. Oh,
if you listen, Colin Mockery, we didn't mean it.
Oh, I slipped. I meant to say show stop numbering.
Right, okay.
I think I'd like to call it the number that stops the show.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Okay,
nice.
Not bad. Not bad.
Performance preventing pinnacle.
Good. I'm going to call it number sing.
Like that. And so if you are listening, Dan Patterson and Mark Leveson.
Wow, look at you.
Oh, wow.
All the names.
Hello.
Lady.
We've not stolen it. Let Laura Hall go.
She's a very nice lady, and I can't think of anyone nicer than to bother and actually sit down for somebody she's never met before and write some music for and send.
Because for all she knows, Daryl could be an absolute lunatic.
I am an absolute lunatic.
And he is, so and thank you, Laura.
If I could give other improvisers any advice right now, it would be keep your hands off Laura Hall. She's ours.
She's our person.
Don't even bother trying to contact her.
Well, you say ours. I think you'll find it's me she fancies.
Sure.
So.
Right.
Yeah. She's found you on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Gate selling Daz.
Exactly.
Let's get in contact with this geezer.
Yeah. Do you think it's open for you to go back and have more conversation, or...? just witnessed there.
She's a very, very nice lady, and you know, and
wow,
I think you know.
Can you get us tickets to a recording?
What do you think I'm working on, Gav?
I don't know.
Got to edge you.
I want to know where this is going. Yes, this relationship.
Can you create some music for us, and then by the way, can you put us up in America?
And can we warm up for Whose Lines Anyway on the TV, please?
Yeah.
We'll find out in later podcasts. We'll find out where my relationship with Laura Hall goes.
Wow.
In episode 1022.
I hope she listens to this. Not
I
likely.
Why don't you send her?
I might do. But she's...
No, don't.
No, better
why not.
Because she might get the wrong idea.
Yeah,
and
she will.
I really, really like her. As a person! As a person!
Right, okay.
She's nice.
So let's just reassess Daryl, your celebrity crush list now is Laura Hall, Anne Hegarty.
Anne Hegarty again.
Who else is on the list, Daryl?
Anne Widdick, not Anne
Widdick. Is that it?
What's her name?
Keely Hawes. Keely Hawes, but only if she's dressed like she's in Ashes to Ashes. any other role she's done,
right, okay.
That's not in the 80s, without a perm, is just, no. Rubbish.
Who's your celebrity crush, Gavin?
Put him on the spot there, haven't
you? Yeah.
Done that twice today and he's crumbled.
I would say Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, no, that's a good one. I'm very much of her counterpart, Amy. I'm a big fan of her.
Okay.
Fan of Amy Pearl. Ashley really likes
it. We're all going for the slightly older ladies here.
Mm-hmm. We are, aren't we?
Yeah. Bradley?
It's got to be the Queen, hasn't it?
The oldest lady.
Paris Hilton, or
the top?
The actual Queen.
The actual Queen, the Guelph of Guelphs.
Oh my God.
Should we send this to
Quilf?
There's only one Quilf, isn't there? And Latifah, is she a Quilf? Is Queen Latifah a Quilf?
I don't know who these people are.
But what is good news, by the way? I don't think I've mentioned it to you three. We are actually back now, technically by popular demand.
Right, okay.
Are we?
I've had four or five people, so it's not just your mum or David that listens.
Right, okay.
But you got a pop-up from Audio Boom saying, "We've missed you, come back."
Was it a push notification?
All along.
We got an email saying, "We see you've not posted in 30 days. Ah, they want us! They
need
want us!
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's the...
They've got Russell Brand now, they don't need us anymore.
They don't need us. The Improvised and Comedy Society at Hallam have been asking where we've been.
Right, okay.
Just like to give them however it went. Brad's big up.
Don't pretend you don't know your own jingle.
Yeah.
Brad's big up.
You based your career on that.
Career.
Yeah, sure.
North Korea.
So was that it? Our friends have missed the podcast. Nobody
of any importance.
No one else has heard of it, have they, really?
That's a good point.
How can, in the final minute of the podcast, how can we encourage... Sorry, what were you going to say, Darryl?
I was just going to tie up that we started the podcast saying how good a time we had at the Montgomery.
We did.
We've had a quick discussion. We are hoping to bring it back very soon, in a few months' time. We're going to be there because we did sell out, and I know a lot of people were disappointed. But we're going to do that, and hopefully again at the end of the year. But we might be bringing back a very... very popular thing that we did, which I won't say too much, but I'll just say a mashup of a lot of different TV shows, quiz shows and stuff. But it's a lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort.
So we'll probably won't do it. But look forward to that. But I think there's only one way we can end this. We've had a lovely time. Thank you for tuning in.
Right.
And on that bombshell,
it is time to end.
Thank you very much for listening.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.